Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Commander's Forge. My name is Andy Bentley, and the Forge is an area for me to talk about Magic, Commander, and anything else as I try and wrangle this whole mental health thing. Now, you may have noticed something very different with this episode. On Tuesday, my computer crashed. I actually came home sick from work because I threw up in my car on my way into work. Came home, slept, and later on, around noonish when I woke up, decided, okay, I'm gonna log onto the computer, get some stuff done. Computer would not start. Kept blue screening, couldn't reset. My restore point was corrupted. Everything. So I had to go through, delete everything, because it couldn't figure out what exactly was corrupted, wipe everything clean, and then reinstall Windows, so I'm starting from scratch. It's been interesting, to say the least, and I don't have any of the audios that I had saved for the podcast saved anymore. I might have a backup of them on an old laptop, but I have to find said laptop, make sure it still works, get into it, and then download it onto like a flash drive and then move it over. So, with that said, for the foreseeable future until I figure out something new, there will be no opening music or ending music for the podcast, and it's just gonna be a nerd talking into a microphone. Which is mostly what it was to begin with. But yeah, I don't have the opening music, the closing music, the little Patreon pitch I did in the middle. So this is a new start, I guess. I don't know how much of a new start it is. It's just me scrambling to continue to put stuff out because I need the outlet to not break down, if that makes any sense. I need something like the podcast or like TikTok or like the game of Magic the Gathering to keep my mind busy so that I don't sit in my own thoughts for too long. Does that make sense? So, with that said, I really just want to take this week to talk about the Dimir pre-constructed deck from Karlov Manor and an idea I have for just kind of swapping out like 20 cards and a little sub theme I want to go with in the deck. So let me get my notes together and I'll be right back. Alright, so looking at the deck, the commander of the deck, the face commander, is Mirko Obsessive Theorist. 1 blue black for a 1/3 vampire detective with flying and vigilance. Whenever you surveil, put a +1/+1 counter on Mirko Obsessive Theorist. At the beginning of your end step, you may return target creature card with power less than Mirko's from your graveyard to the battlefield with a finality counter on it. And there was something odd that I noticed when I opened this precon. It's supposed to have 2 new legendary creatures, but instead it had 3 copies of Mirko. It had the like thick cardboard copy and then 2 traditional foils. So I had to do some digging to figure out what was missing. And the deck did not include Marvo Deep Operative, which is 3 a blue and a black for a 1/8 octopus rogue. 1/8 attacks, clash with a defending player, and then whenever you clash, draw a card, then you can cast a spell from your hand with mana value 8 or less without paying its mana cost. That probably would have been cut from this deck that I'm building anyway, But it's weird that it happened. You know what I mean? Either way, moving on. So I kind of split the deck into like three subcategories so far. And I'm leaning towards a fourth. The first of those is cards that care about surveilling. And Mirko himself falls into this category, so that's where I'm going to start. With things like Thoughtbound Phantasm, single blue 2/2 spirit with Defender, whenever you surveil, you put a counter on it, and as long as it has three or more +1/+1 counters on it, it can attack as though it didn't have Defender. Sorry about that weird pause there. I'm back now because the washer is not shaking my desk. So, picking up where I left off, we're looking at the cards that care about us surveilling. So next up, we have Whispering Snitch, 1 in a black for a 1/3 human rogue. Whenever you surveil for the first time each turn, he deals 1 damage to each opponent and you gain 1 life. Dimir Spybug is a 2 in a black for a 1/1 insect with flying and Menace. Whenever you surveil, put a +1/+1 counter on it. Disinformation Campaign is 1, a 2 in a black for an enchantment. When it enters the battlefield, you draw a card and each opponent discards a card. Whenever you surveil, return Disinformation Campaign to its owner's hand. Copycatchers is 1 in a blue for a 2/1 fairy with flying. Whenever you surveil, you may pay 1 in a blue. If you do, create a token that's a copy of Copycatchers. And finally for this section, we have Enhanced Surveillance, 1 in a blue enchantment. You may look at an additional 2 cards each time you surveil, and you can exile Enhanced Surveillance to shuffle your graveyard into your library. Now, moving into our next section, which is our Surveil All the Time section. So those are our things that have a way to surveil multiple times, whether it's multiple times per turn or just overall multiple times. We can start with Tokasia's Dig Site. It's a land, taps for a colorless, pay 3, tap it, surveil 1. So this effectively says pay 4, surveil 1. Next up, we have Case of the Shifting Visage, 1 blue-blue for an enchantment, one of the cases. At the beginning of your upkeep, surveil 1. To solve the case, there are 15 or more cards in your graveyard, and when it's solved, whenever you cast a non-legendary creature spell, copy that spell. After that, we have Charnel Serenade, 4 black-black for a sorcery. Surveil 3, then return a creature card from your graveyard to the battlefield with a finality counter on it. Exile Charnel Serenade with 3 time counters on it, or it has Suspend 3 for 2 and a black. Unshakable Tale is 2 and a black for a 3/2 zombie detective. When it enters the battlefield and at the beginning of your upkeep, surveil 1. Whenever 1 or more creature cards are put into your graveyard from your library, investigate. And it has 2, sacrifice a clue, return Unshakable Tale from your graveyard to your hand. Next up we have Doom Whisperer, 3 black-black for a 6/6 nightmare demon with flying, trample, pay 2 life, surveil 2. Sinister Starfish, 1 and a black for a 0/3 starfish with tap, surveil 1. The Grim Captain's Locker, 3 and a black for a legendary artifact, tap, surveil 1, and tap until end of turn, each creature card in your graveyard gains escape, 4/3 and a black, and exiling 4 other cards from your graveyard. The next one up is Night Vale Sprite, 1 and a blue for a 1/2 fairy rogue with flying, whenever it attacks, surveil 1, and finally in this section I have a card that I'm not entirely sure is going to stick around, but it's Eloise Nefalia Sleuth, 3 blue-black for a 4/4 human rogue. Whenever another creature you control dies, investigate, and whenever you sacrifice a token, surveil 1. So I don't know if there's going to be enough token generation in the final list to really keep her around. And a lot of the things that surveil are not on creatures. So she's really up in the air right now. But that does bring me to like the third of the sections here. And that's the one-shot surveilling. So that's where you're going to find a lot of your like instants and sorceries that have surveil, your things that have ETB surveil. And we're going to start with those. So those start with curate, one and a blue, instant, surveil two, draw a card. Consider, single blue, instant, surveil one, draw a card. Afar's Dispersal, two and a blue, instant, cost two less to cast. If it targets an attacking creature, return target creature to its owner's hand, surveil two. Otherworldly Gaze, single blue, instant, surveil three, flashback for one and a blue. And now that we have most of those out of the way, we have our split card, which is Connive and Concoct. Connive is two, and then two hybrid blue-black for a sorcery. Gain control of target creature with power two or less. And Concoct is three, a blue and a black for a sorcery. Surveil three, then return a creature card from your graveyard to the battlefield. And then we get into our when this thing enters Surveil 1, or any number. First up here, we have Dream Eater, 4 blue blue for a 4/3 Nightmare Sphinx. With Flash Flying, when it enters the battlefield, Surveil 4. When you do, you may return target non-land permanent to an opponent controls to its owner's hand. Dogged Detective, 1 and a black for a 2/1 Human Rogue. When Dog Detective enters the battlefield, surveil 2. Whenever an opponent draws their second card each turn, you may return Dog Detective from your graveyard to your hand. Master of Death is 1, a blue, and a black for a 3/1 Zombie Wizard. When it enters the battlefield, surveil 2. At the beginning of your upkeep, if Master of Death is in your graveyard, you can pay a life. If you do, return it to your hand. Lazav the Multifarious is a blue and a black for a 1/3 Shapeshifter. When it enters the battlefield, surveil 1, and you can pay X to have him become a copy of target creature card in your graveyard with mana value X, except its name is Lazav the Multifarious. It's legendary in addition to its other types, and it has this ability. Now, finally, I was looking through stuff, and well, it works. It's the Golden Argusy. It's a 4-mana vehicle. It's a 3/6 when it is crewed. Whenever it attacks, exile each creature that crewed it this turn, return them to the battlefield tapped, under their owner's control at the beginning of the next end step, and crew one. So these are what we're going to use to get back some of those creatures that like have a enter and surveil trigger. Now, let's talk about the last thing that I'm thinking about with this deck. So if we look back at Mirko, he has a way to put counters on himself, B, flying, and C, vigilance. And when my Neanderthal brain sees that, my next thought is, wow, he can hold a sword really well. So, it just so happens that one of the newer swords, Swords of Once and Future, also has a surveil trigger on it. So, I maybe threw a few swords in here. I'm not doing like the full cycle, but I think I am going to do Once and Future for, again, the surveil trigger, Hearth and Home, because that has flickering on it, and then we can hit the things that surveil when they enter again. Possibly one or two other ones. I kind of have to sit down and look at them. Like Sword of Truth and Justice puts counters on things and then proliferates, so that kind of goes with what Mirko's trying to do. I don't really think I need like War and Peace or Sinew and Steel or Light and Shadow. So we'll see where it shakes out. and it's not gonna be like a major part of the deck. It's gonna be like 4 to maybe 6 cards in the deck are going to be equipment. That's kinda it. I have the deck idea kind of rattling around in my head, and we'll see if by next week I decided to fully build it out or not. That's really all I had to talk about. I guess I could mention our Commander League is still going. We're currently in what, the 4th month of it? And we're doing a thing where every 4 games we have to swap up the commander. So I've been building 2 decks a time so I could like play this one twice, then this one twice, then this one twice again, then this one twice again. And I finally got to the point where I had exhausted all the plays for the decks that I had and I had to rebuild. But every time we have to rebuild, we also add 6 packs from a standard legal set. So I finally was going through my pool and I ended up pulling the new Judith from the packs that I opened. So I swapped the Kroxa that I had built into that, and I ended up changing out like 15 cards or something and went on its merry way. On the other hand, I had a Rayov and a good chunk of equipment from March of the Machine and Phyrexia All Will Be One, and I opened a couple more in the Murders at Karlov Manor pack that I added. So I built that out, and like it ended up having like 10 or 12 equipment in it. But the main thing I want to talk about is I finally was going through my stuff and I realized I had enough green cards to build a mono green commander deck out of my sealed pool. And I had options. In terms of mono green commanders, I have Finn the Fangbearer, which is 1 and a green for a 1/3 human warrior with Death Touch. Whenever creature you control with Death Touch deals combat damage to a player, that player gets 2 poison counters. We had Goreclaw, Terror of Khaleesi, 3 and a green for a 4/3 bear creature. Spells you cast with power 4 or greater cost 2 less to cast. Whenever she attacks, each creature you control with power 4 or greater gets +1/+1 and trample till end of turn. We also had Vorinclex, 3 green green for a 6/6 Phyrexian Praetor with trample and reach. When Vorinclex enters the battlefield, search your library for up to 2 forest cards, reveal them, put them into your hand, then shuffle. You can pay 6 green green to exile Vorinclex, then return to the battlefield transformed. Under its owner's control, activate only as a sorcery. It becomes the Grand Evolution. Step 1. Mill 10 cards. Put up to 2 creature cards from among the milled cards onto the battlefield. 2. Distribute 7 +1/+1 counters among any number of target creatures you control. And 3. Until end of turn, creatures you control have 1. This creature fights target creature you don't control. Exile the Grand Evolution, then return it to the battlefield. And finally, we had Renata Called to the Hunt. 2 green green for a *3 demigod. Renata's power is equal to your devotion to green. Each other creature you control enters the battlefield with an additional +1/+1 counter on it. I ended up building her as the commander. I do have several Death Touchers, and I do have several things that proliferate, so I figured this way, Renata can make things bigger. If I do end up getting some poison counters on people, I just start proliferating things, and I might have a couple of toxic creatures in there too. So yeah, I just wanted to touch on that, and with that, I'm gonna call this to a close. And I will see you next time. Bye-bye.